Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Well, upon the publication yesterday of the Leaving Cert Predictive Grades Guidelines, things began to fall apart. First of all, the ASCI said none of their members, which is the main second level union, were to engage with the process because the plan to indemnify teachers against legal action were not strong enough and could, they believe, lead to personal liability. Now, how you could buy a policy from an insurance company to indemnify so many teachers is beyond me, given the nature of what's about to happen, the unplanned nature of it, the unpredictable nature of it, the fact that the students who applied for the CAO were told they were going through one system to get to third level if they could, and now it's a completely different system, and so that leaves everything up in the air. Now, Sam, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks. And Sam, your situation, leaving certificate.
My situation is very unique in relation to the leaving certificate, you could say.
Okay.
So I haven't been in mainstream school since second year. Okay. I had a lot of mental health issues and school just wasn't the place for me to be.
Okay.
I left school in second year and I continued studying at home with the support of my family. And I sat my junior certificate in a youth reach centre for education at the same time that I would have been due to sit my leaving cert had I stayed in school.
Okay.
I've done very, very well in my junior cert. I'm extremely proud of the results that I received.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I went on to sit a level four, which is on the QQI framework of qualifications. A level four is just under a leaving certificate.
Okay.
And that's what I was doing last year. And then I decided I wanted to go to college. And to get into college using the QQI level four, level five scheme work is a difficult feat, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that my best option would be to sit the leaving cert.
Okay.
So now for the last year, I have been studying at home with no aid from the Department of Education, no aid from teachers or secondary schools. I have been using my own books, my own online research, my own sets of exam papers to do all of this study for the leaving certificate.
That's an incredible challenge. And how was the year for you up until the COVID hit, Sam? How were you getting on?
I was doing really well. I was really looking forward to it. I had attended the open day for the college that I wanted to attend. It was my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely loved the open day. It was an amazing eye-opener, and I absolutely couldn't wait to move into third-level education.
Okay.
I was studying hard, and I was doing my absolute best.
And was there any... So the regulations published yesterday, you haven't been in the school, so there's no record of how you've been doing formally,
no,
is there? So where does that leave you, Sam?
Well, that's the issue that we're, I suppose, trying to figure out, Joe, is we really don't know where that leaves me. They haven't stated whether I will be able to receive predicted grades. They haven't stated whether I will not be able to receive predicted grades and have to sit the leaving cert at a later date when it is safe to do so. They haven't given any information. There's been very little talk at all about students who are entirely homeschooled, and it's causing a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety for myself and my mum included. Because we're just, everything is so up in the air, and it seems like all the other leaving certificate students are getting the answers that they need, the answers that they have been stressed out for and searching for the last couple of weeks, and we're still left no wiser than we were on the 12th of March when the lockdown originally began to happen.
Now, is it not, will they not come back to you, Sam, and say, well, you can sit exams, but they're not to... You'll have to lose a year in college. You won't be able to go. The students who want to sit the Leaving Cert can do it, but it will be much later on in the year, and therefore the grades will not be available for the CAO this year. Therefore, you will not be going to third level this year. How do you react to that?
I would not be very happy with that. First of all, I think it is discriminatory because they are giving one set of students, the students who have been in secondary school, an access route into college for this coming year, 20 to 2021.
Yeah.
However, me as a homeschooling student, a separate cohort of students, you could say, they're not giving an access route into college for this year. And I feel like that completely goes against the fairness and equity that the department is stating they are providing with the predictive grade system.
Okay, Sam, would you have any idea how many other students would be in the same situation as yourself?
I would have a rough guess and say at least a couple of hundred to a thousand or so.
Okay, but I'm also thinking, see, students who missed part of the year from they could have even missed the mock exams because of the medical situation or a bereavement or a difficulty in the family or whatever. How are they going to be properly graded? Like, did you do mocks, Sam?
No mocks. No, I was not associated with a secondary school, so I was unable to sit mocks.
Okay, but when you said, did you not say to me at one stage you downloaded exams and did?
I done exam papers. You can buy books
of past course,
exam
yeah.
papers, and I sit them under exam conditions in my own home.
Wow.
And then mark them according to the marking schemes that have been published.
Well done. And how did you do, Sam?
I was doing extremely well. I would have gotten the points that were required last year for it and probably done much better had I been sitting the Leaving Cert now in the next couple of weeks.
But Sam, you're only 18, is that correct?
It is, yes.
Yeah. Well, on the one hand, you said to me, I when I did my junior cert, it was at... So when did you do the junior cert? What age were you then? Because that was after the difficulty and the reason that the you were out of school, so to speak. No fault of your own, by the way, isn't it?
I would have done the junior cert in 2017.
Okay. Say with us, Sam, because your mum, Emer, is also on the line. Emer, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Do you want to fill us in terms of... I suspect, though he sounds fantastic, I suspect Sam has been through an awful lot. If you leave school in second year?
Yeah, he's been through the middle, Joe, so he has. Mm. He became very unwell and he would have spent most of second year in various hospital situations.
Okay.
And then due to his mental health needs, there was a bigger focus for Sam on understanding his mental health needs, taking care of them, learning the skills to cope with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that isn't provided in a school setting.
And why does school become untenable, Emer? Can I ask?
Yeah, would have had behaviour issues due to his mental health problems that, you know, wouldn't really be fair for mainstream schools to be dealing with because there's a lot of students there and there's not a lot of resources.
Okay.
But on the other hand, he needed more time to deal with the emotional side of things rather than the academic side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So he was getting bullied a lot in school and things like that.
And so far as there ever is a reason, why does he think he was being bullied? Or do you want to answer that yourself, Sam?
That can be answered, yes.
He was he would have got assaulted a few times and things like that.
Oh God!
So he just didn't.
And why?
You know, it wasn't safe. He didn't feel safe going to school. Yeah, it was an added stress that he didn't need.
Yeah, I really. And Sam, what do you want to tell me why they were picking on you? Or why they tried to justify picking on you?
I had a number of mental health issues come to the surface, I finally ended up coming out as transgender, which then caused a severe amount of misunderstandings, complications, bullying, discrimination. And, of course, everything that goes along with that.
Yeah. And how are you doing today, Sam, generally?
I'm doing so much better, Joe.
Great.
I'm happy.
Great.
I'm where I need to be.
Fantastic.
I've taken the correct route with my mental, physical, emotional health.
Yeah, well done. God, you've come through a lot, Sam. And I'm just thinking you're out of school the second year. And through no fault of your own, I hasten to add. I don't want people thinking you were expelled or something. No fault of no issue of your of the generation
no,
by
not
you.
At all.
Okay. But what about your pals and friends and
I didn't really. I had a few friends before second year, but as with any young child who's going through severe mental health issues, yeah, most parents simply don't want their child to have to, their young child, like maybe 13 years old, to have to be observant of other people going through them issues at such a young age. And I understand that now, but at the time I didn't, and I would have lost a lot of my friends. Mm. And I don't really have very much of a social network. And that's why going to college and seeing how that works at the open day was such a big deal for me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just reading from it's a big information booklet they published yesterday. It says, in cases where it is not possible to provide a calculated grade, candidates will have the option to sit the examinations at a later date when it is safe to hold them. But that doesn't suit you at all.
It doesn't really, no.
Okay.
And it's quite disappointing, but I'm hoping that maybe we'll get some better clarification and it might suit better.
Okay, that's and Emer, you've been through.
Yes.
Emer, were you helping Sam with the homeschooling, so to speak?
Yeah, I was. You know, I would have helped him. You know, to try and figure out. Well, this is what the exams are like, you know, and this is how you'd study for them. You know, and then where to get information, you know, look at the examiner's report, see what they say, you know, keep in mind what last year's examiner said, it might come up again this year, you know, tips like that.
Yeah, well
and
done,
then subjects that I was able to help them with, you know, business, things like that, I would have given him a help there. Generally the two, but if he's not able to figure something out, the two was looking at something, they'd figure it out. And then there's other subjects that I'm just not used to him, and He just has to do it on his own, things like chemistry.
Were you tough on him, Emer?
No, not. He can achieve a lot in quite a short period of time. And I think people need to realise as well that when your kids are in a school setting, there's, you know, 20, 30 other kids in that class. So what gets covered is a lot less
than what you get covered in an hour at home. That's true. Say with us, Emer. Emer, listen, just the whole complication of this predictive grading, I think, is getting murkier and murkier. And there's only one simple solution, as far as I can see, and that's to let everyone into third level this year. Maybe not the location, maybe not the course they pick, but everyone to get into third level. And so this predictive grading is only one function. That's to stop a certain amount of people going on to third level. This is a letter we got from a teacher. We validated this, and I think this is going to shock a lot of people. Go ahead there, Tommy.
I am a secondary school teacher. I was contacted by email on Monday by the parent of a junior cert student that I teach. This parent had been given the result of her son's state examination classroom-based assessment. This is not available to parents, students, or anyone outside the school computer system. The parent asked me to allow her child to resubmit the work. I'm seriously concerned that the upcoming calculated grades I have to make for my Leaving Cert students will similarly be accessible to parents, and I will again be asked to reconsider the awarded grade. This follows the approaches by the assistant principal and the principal asking me to increase the grades I allocated for all my state exam students' classroom-based assessments because all the schools in the area are doing it. I refused to change the grades, and then I got the email from the parent. Someone told this parent the confidential state examination grade over the weekend. This is very worrying. The school phoned me to explain why they wanted me to falsify the state exam grades. I am actually at a loss as to what to do next. I genuinely fear that pressure will be brought on me to falsify the Leaving Cert calculated grades. Anonymous.
Well, he's not anonymous. He's only anonymous with his broadcast. We've been talking to him. Annette has been talking to him all week, this teacher, and that's pretty shocking. On the one hand, the junior cert results, some parents managed to get or access information on them, and then this teacher is saying that the principal and the assistant principal are saying you have to up your grades. Every other school is doing it. And that's natural. Kate, 51551, wash your hands. Kate, Sam is with us. Emer's with us. Kate, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good. When I see what you're saying, I'm disappointed, frustrated and feeling useless. Why?
Purely because on the day that we watched Joe McHugh make his announcement about the cancellation
the minister,
of the Leaving Cert, that my son had kind of turned around and just said, "So is that it? Can I stop now? Can I stop studying?"
Okay.
I said, okay. So I thought he'd be kind of bouncing around the place. And he was quite quiet for a few days after. Went to bed, actually, that evening, didn't say much at all. And it took a few days for him to kind of come back to himself. So that was fine. He started clearing away the desk and putting the books away. The study timetable was scrumpled up in the bin. And then I noticed that he got a bit quiet again last weekend. So I'd asked him what was wrong. And it usually takes him a while to kind of have a little think about things and then come back to me. So on Monday, anyway, he informed me that a teacher had emailed him directly from his school, strongly advising him to drop this particular subject down to ordinary level. So he was very upset about that.
Is that allowed? Is that allowed?
As far as I know, it's not allowed. So, we didn't know about this. This was, say, last week. So he'd actually emailed the teacher back and asked why, I've been working hard. He didn't do great in his maths, Joe, in this particular subject, but he got the head down. Mm-hmm. We'd done the online revision courses. I've been helping him at home as well. And so this teacher had emailed him directly back immediately and just said, I'm prohibited from contacting you. I cannot discuss your classwork.
But he did contact him to say,
"This teacher,
I'm doing your predictive grades in this subject.
Yeah.
You're doing honours in this subject.
Yeah.
I'm now giving you a heads up, so to speak, that if you do honours in this subject, I'm going to fail you." That's not what he's saying. He or she is saying.
Well, he or she is saying, I'm strongly advising you to take ordinary level. So my son he was so upset about this because he really has worked hard at this subject. And I suppose he just feels that he's been completely written off at this stage. If he did take the higher level, that he knows now he's going to be failed.
Because the teacher has said to him, because if he takes a higher level, he's ignoring that teacher's advice.
Exactly.
And Hume will say, well, forget about you. I told you. I'm going to prove to you that you shouldn't have done higher as I recommended.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, like,
what's his reaction? What's your son's reaction?
As I say, he was very quiet last weekend about it. He spoke to us about it on maybe Monday, Tuesday, and myself and my husband just have been talking about it nonstop. So that's why I decided to send in the email this morning, because I just feel it's completely unjust. I mean, he's not going to get an A in this subject. I know that. He's not going to get a H on it. He knows that. But it's just the fact that he's been written off. And I just feel in the last even 24 hours, this indemnity for teachers that protects them, who's going to protect my child or our children?
Good point.
Who's doing that? Nobody is fighting their corner.
Because the whole educational establishment is just, and politicians, and commentators have gone along with this whole predictive grade stuff as if it's a great panacea, but it's full of cracks.
It absolutely is, and like the fact that this particular teacher, has been telling them, oh, you're doing great, and the work has been coming back, and he's been doing all of his online work and engaging with this teacher who's been telling him all along, great, you're doing great, I can see an improvement. And suddenly to get an email out of the blue, it was about 7:15 in the evening when he actually showed me the emails that the teacher had actually written to him. So he didn't sleep that night. He was in turmoil. Mm. And there's just no thought for that. There's no feedback for the student. I mean, he doesn't want feedback. I kind of said to him, how do you feel about the whole grading, the predicted grading kind of situation? And he said, it's out of my hands. There's nothing I can do about it. So yesterday evening when, myself, my husband and myself were...
And remember, the clock stopped. The predictive grades are not based on how a student is doing on June the 8th or whatever the Leaving Cert is due to start on the day after the bank holiday in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The predictive grade is based on history, to use that point.
Yeah.
It's based on March the 14th.
Yes. Yeah.
How your son was doing up to March the 14th and was probably, in truth, it's probably based on the mocks, which would have been done in January, February,
that's
in most
it.
Schools.
Yeah, that's
so
what
they're going to give him a predictive grade on a half year's work.
Yes. And
they're presuming Mm-hmm. This is the predictive grade nonsense. They're presuming that he or she would not have improved in the 6 months from the mocks to the actual leaving.
Absolutely, yeah. And the fact that these courses were incomplete, like at the time of lockdown, which would have been, say, the 12th, 13th of March, that I myself had emailed the school, had emailed the principal, you know, pleading to her even before the Easter break, you know, can these teachers kind of please ramp it up a little bit? There was about seven subjects in this particular, seven chapters, I apologise, in this particular subject that weren't covered.
Okay, 1850 715 815. But Kate, the response that you'll get from the department is, okay, if he's worried about that, he can sit the exam next October.
Exactly, yeah.
And what
we approached that with him, you know, that this isn't a kind of a one-for-all policy, but if you're that, you know, if you're feeling unhappy with it, that perhaps you could sit the exam. And I'm telling you now, Joe, he doesn't have the heart for it.
Okay.
He is more interested in an apprenticeship than going to third-level education at this stage.
Great, apprenticeships are great, yeah.
Absolutely. So this isn't about fighting for CAO points.
Yeah,
this is about fighting for something that he is entitled to and he's worked for. And the fact that this teacher has been telling him all along, yeah, you're doing great and the whole lot, and suddenly to turn around and strongly advise. So his thing is, if I take the higher level, I know, like, I'm kind of, she is not on my, and you know, that the fact that this teacher doesn't, we're not looking for somebody to be on his side. He knows he takes the higher level, he is going to be failed. And I just don't know where or how I can help him with that.
Yeah, first, I think you're very brave raising this issue. Because the minute I think it was the ASCI came out with it first, or the two teacher unions did that, was it the weekend before last? I presume they were in conjunction with the department, but both teacher unions said that anyone contacting a teacher would be punished. Now, they didn't say, and we still haven't been told what the punishment would be. Canvassing will disqualify, to use that old phrase.
I'm
saying, is that immediately dried up calls we were getting about the leaving cert? Because parents were afraid they were going to be identified. And that's why I think you're very courageous, by the way. And that's
At 2 o'clock this morning, I just thought, no, do you know what? I'm not actually having this. No way. So the school, you know, obviously hasn't been mentioned. The subject, the teacher, my son's name hasn't been mentioned. So he cannot be penalised. But I mean, the fear of it. And he only told him this morning that I'd emailed him, kind of thinking maybe that he might, I didn't know what way he'd respond. And he thought, finally, somebody's on my side.
Okay. Stay with us. Because I want people to hear that teacher again, the letter from that teacher about this incredible development, where he's saying that the principal in the school told him he was to up his grades because obviously they wanted the school to do better and the students to do better. But he said one of the reasons they want him to up his grades, because it is a competition, the CAO is about keeping the points thing is about keeping people out of college. The principal said, because all the schools in the area are doing it. In other words, the benchmark is going up and up and up. Back after this, 51551, wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, complications in the Leaving Cert predictive grade system, which has been, with the best will in the world, has been rushed through because it was a change. It was dilly-dallying, and then they made the decision. And everyone, as I say, in the political world and the commentating world seems to think it's a great idea, except people who are doing it. A lot of them are coming across major complications because, as I say, the only reason they're doing predictive grades is so they can measure points. And points, what do points mean in Ireland? Points mean places in third level education, because places do not meet the demand. They could easily meet the demand in the new world we're now living in, but they've decided they're not going to meet the demand. Kate is on the line. Her son got a phone call from his teacher, sorry, an email from his teacher saying, "You should. I'm doing your predictive grades. That was understood. But I'm suggesting you drop to pass. I'll give you a grade on the pass paper rather than the higher paper. The implication being that you will fail the higher paper because you didn't do all that well in the mocks, which were last January." And Kate, as you heard, her son has been studying very, very hard to do better, and she's confident he would do better. But she's now in a corner. He's now in a corner where if he goes back to the teacher and says, "No, I want to stick to higher," the teacher says, "Well, I'm marking you. And I'm telling you what result, I'm telling you between the lines what result I'm about to give you. Sam and Emer contacted us. Sam is 18 years of age. He left school through no fault of his own. When he was in second year, he was being bullied and picked on because he was transitioning from one gender to another. And he was going through, that's a challenge in itself, and it's an emotional and mental health challenge. But even anyone listening to Sam today on the line will know he's extremely articulate and done extremely well. And he's been homeschooled with the help of computers and himself and his own determination, but the help of his mother, Emer. How can he be graded? That's his point. He so really wants to go to third level for so many reasons that you heard about. Now, this is the letter we got from the secondary school teacher, again, about predictive gradings. He or she begins talking about being contacted by the parent of a junior cert student, and they were given the son's state examination classroom-based assessment. And the letter goes on. This is the short letter.
I am a secondary school teacher. I was contacted by email on Monday by the parent of a junior cert student that I teach. This parent had been given the result of her son's state examination classroom-based assessment. This is not available to parents, students, or anyone outside the school computer system. The parent asked me to allow her child to resubmit the work. I'm seriously concerned that the upcoming calculated grades I have to make for my Leaving Cert students will similarly be accessible to parents, and I will again be asked to reconsider the awarded grade. This follows the approaches by the assistant principal and the principal asking me to increase the grades I allocated for all my state exam students' classroom-based assessments because all the schools in the area are doing it. I refused to change the grades, and then I got the email from the parent. Someone told this parent the confidential state examination grade over the weekend. This is very worrying. The school phoned me to explain why they wanted me to falsify the state exam grades. I am actually at a loss as to what to do next. I genuinely fear that pressure will be brought on me to falsify the Leaving Cert calculated grades. Anonymous.
That's what's your reaction to that, Kate? That revelation?
I mean, there's huge pressure all around, and we hear this phrase again and again, unprecedented times. Mm-hmm. And truly they are. I mean, the greatest thing in all of this is for everybody to stay safe and healthy. And mental health comes into that hugely, in particular with the students of the kind of year that they have had.
Unprecedented times call for unprecedented action, as we got in the COVID payment. The COVID
Absolutely.
Payment was introduced overnight. It was a mass payment. It is costing billions. But the government said, this is an extraordinary move in extraordinary times. We're giving everyone the COVID payment below a certain threshold. And if there are problems with it, we will deal with them as they are discovering. Though I don't think they're as big as people predicted. We will deal with them as we go along. But in the meantime, this is a crisis. Now, why did they couldn't say the same for the Leaving Cert? I do not know. They said, why couldn't they say we're going to call on? There are 60,000 students trying to get to third level. There are about at the minute just over 40,000 places. That means 20,000 students are going to be disappointed. What are they going to do for the next year? Are there going to be jobs? Why don't they say, OK, we're calling on all colleges. That's to increase the number of places because most of the learning will be done online. Naomi Power, Naomi, 51551, wash your hands. Naomi.
Yeah, that's it.
Your situation, Naomi.
Sorry?
What is your situation?
So I was homeschooled from fourth class and I did all my secondary school work at home, mm-hmm. and I had plans to do engineering in WIT, and I was studying really hard
you were doing as best you could.
I was working really hard, and now I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if I'm going to get into my course, you know.
And who could grade you given that you've been homeschooled, Naomi?
See, that's it. I don't have anyone to grade me. I guess a tutor for my maths and my geography, but the rest, I've studied myself at home.
Yeah. And by the way, why did you opt for homeschooling?
It was just a personal choice. I rather studying at home, and I felt better, just working with myself.
Okay. So it looks like, if no one can grade you, you're going to have to sit the exams, but the exams won't be available to sit until much later on in the year, by which time the CAO have allocated the courses.
I know, that's what I'm saying, and it's so disappointing because I plan to go to college this year, and everyone, all the other Leaving Cert students get a choice to go this year, you know, and I don't.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any outside validation of your work?
No, I sat my junior cert, all right, but I only sat that to do the Leaving Cert, you know, and so.
Yeah. And have you any, do you know anyone else in the same situation, Naomi?
No, it's actually, I was listening in and the Sam that was on.
Yeah,
he
Sam
was the
is
only
still
person,
on, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that I actually heard in the same similar situation.
Well, Sam, you might be in the same situation as Naomi, but you've looked into it, Sam. You don't think there's, you think the only way, the only thing they're going to offer you is sit the exam and miss first year.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, as unfortunate as it is. I'm hoping that maybe if we kind of all pull together as a nation, as we've learned to do so well the last couple of weeks, we might be able to push the department into coming up with another solution for specific cases such as mine and Naomi.
Yeah. Sam, is there, given what you've been through, Sam, and sorry, given what you've come through, which is brilliant today, your wellness today, is there any other way for you to get into third level? Is there any access programs that take into account students who've had extraordinarily difficult second level experiences? Do you know?
I can use DARE and HEAR, which is Disability Access Route to Education and Higher Education Access Routes. But they don't really give much leeway in a separate route in this situation. Mm-hmm. They would lower CAO points by a certain amount of points.
Okay.
Were I going through on the CAO, but if I can't even get predicted grades, then the DARE and HEAR schemes do not come into play.
Mm-hmm. So is the option open to you, do you think?
The option of going into college?
And pleading with them to take into account what you've gone through.
I think the option is open. I have been trying to do so.
Okay.
My mother has been in contact with the department, the minister, with politicians from various parties to try and figure out a way to get into college.
Okay.
But at the minute, it's not looking hopeful.
Yeah. Okay. Sam, while you're there, any advice on young people who are going through what you went through in terms of transitioning? Would you say speak out more? Would you say, I don't know, what would you give advice looking back on the Sam at 12?
I would say, no matter how hard it gets, keep your head up high because the world is changing every day and it's going to get better.
Okay, here. Okay, Sam, stay well, and Emer, stay well, and Kate, also, and your son. And Naomi, what's your anxiety like, Naomi, at this stage?
Oh, it's dreadful at this point, like, because I don't know what I'm doing, you know? And I feel like should I study, or should I wait and see what happens, you know? It's, like, so confusing, you know?
And what was your reaction when you heard last night? I don't know whether you took it on board or had to. And Sam as well. What was your reaction last night when you heard that the ASTI and their initial reaction saying we're going to boycott predictive gradings unless we get indemnification? Sorry, unless we get better indemnification than what we've been offered.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good idea too, like, because it's not, the option they have right now is not including everyone. It's excluding people, and it's being discriminative of people who are homeschooled, who have left early, you know. It's not fair for everyone in the education system.
Yeah, okay. It's a really difficult situation. Okay, Sam, Emer, Kate, Naomi, thank you all. 51551 joe@rt.ie.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And any time, night or day, joe@rt.ie. Angela is a teacher for 43 years. Where are we at now, Angela, do you think?
Joe, thank you for having me on. Yeah. I agree with you. I said it from the start. I think they should take out the CAO forms. Not every child wants to go on to university.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have PLC courses. But this whole, for the first time ever, teachers now are being exposed to this whole judgmental, predictive grading. When they did the leave insert and went in, it didn't matter what school you were in, it didn't matter whether it was fee-paying, debt, whatever. You held your own because the marking scheme was applied straight across the board.
And it was anonymous as well.
And it's totally unfair now. Because as you can see, those people who rang in, there must be thousands who haven't been in school, who are homeschooled, who maybe have been sick, who missed out on the experience of school. And I think the 6 years this year have been under huge stress since February. And I do think that in the universities, they're not going to have the foreign students in. Mm-hmm. And maybe allow the students in and then in November have an exam, and also put the portal back where they can change their CAO form. I think it's the 1st of July. And see then, if I put down medicine, do I really want medicine? And students change their priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that would be a much fairer system. And because we're told the pandemic, and then we were told that it was going to be held by hook or by crook.
Mm-hmm.
So it left people, it left teachers up in the air also. We were suddenly all very, very aware that we were going to come and start on Edmodo. Children had different devices. They had no devices. So I think all the inequalities in education have been brought out now since February, both in the city and also, I'd say, in down the country.
But the universities, with third level, would argue the arguments I've heard so far is one, we don't have enough resources to teach more students.
No, and I think now is the time for the government to invest, like you said about the COVID payment.
Mm.
We can get the money, put it into the universities, and give people the opportunity if they wish to go to university. But it's this whole obsession. There's the PLC courses. There's the apprenticeships, but we've been tied up with this points race, as you said, and it's to keep children out of college. I mean, it's a competition.
Well, it's supply and demand, yeah. What did Padraig Pearse, when he described the education system as a mortar machine back in the day, but it strikes me, and I take on board completely these really, really unusual and at times catastrophic times that people will hopefully not crumble, but people could crumble under the prospect that at one fell swoop you could, which they
destroy
did with COVID,
a person's dream.
Which they did with the public-private private hospitals. In one fell swoop, they did something that people have been talking about for years. And why, if everyone can go on from primary to second level, why can't everyone who wants to go on from second level to third level?
Well, I totally agree with you, because in these strange times, we have to think outside the box.
Yeah.
We were suddenly, schools closed, teachers were suddenly at home, children were online. There was no thought process. It all happened so quickly. So now, since February, the department have had time. There is a section working on this. But I don't think a predictive grade is the best way of going down it. It's the only way now that they have come up. But then there's indemnity. Whoever thought about indemnity when they started.
And as someone said, then what about the students themselves and their mental health? And
exactly.
Okay, Angela, stay well and thank you for your service. 43 years, what an incredible, and still going strong, obviously, what an incredible contribution to society and generations. Thank you, Angela. I mentioned,
thanks
Angela.